Power and suffering aren't two words that we use all that often in the one sentence. And yet when we're suffering is precisely when we need God to unleash His incomprehensibly great power in us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Yesterday we chatted about Paul's desire to know Christ and the power that raised him from death. Resurrection power, Holy Spirit power. We can all say a resounding hallelujah and amen to that. But the twist in the tail of that comes when Paul adds the idea of suffering to his desire. Really? Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. All I want is to know Christ and the power that raised him from death. I want to share in his sufferings and be like him even in his death. Then there's hope that I myself will somehow be raised from death. Paul, did you really have to spoil it by adding suffering to it? But suffering, as we well know, is universal in this fallen, sinful world in which we live. And fortunately, God stepped down into that and himself suffered on that cross for our sake. Yet he didn't stay nailed to the cross or dead in that tomb because death couldn't hold him down. It's that resurrection that Paul yearns for, hopes for. And it's that same resurrection that you and I can look forward to when our time here on earth is done. So friend, when you're suffering, as you will no doubt do again before your time is out, yearn for Christ. Yearn to be like him in his suffering, because you can live in the rock-solid certain hope of your resurrection into eternity when your suffering days are done. Yearn for Christ. That's God's word fresh for you today. Suffering in this world is complex. It takes so many different forms. But God's love for you is powerful and deep. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.